The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Ministry partner Stephanie Vasquez joins us, and she has got some awesome updates. We're going to give her a chance to kind of chill out and kind of get relaxed into the studio, and then we're going to talk to her, ask her a bunch of questions, because she's had a lot of things going on in the Lord, and we want to know what they are. Plus, if it's in the Old Testament and it's in the New Testament, perhaps that means we should really pay attention. And then finally, is there anything, and I mean anything as in anyone or anything, that's between Jesus and our hearts?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And what's really funny about that is that people are usually in some ways surviving, in some ways living, and in some ways prevailing. All we want to do is move a little bit more over towards the prevailing. That's kind of the goal here. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Don't forget politics. Poly being many, and ticks, blood-sucking insects. So you should be able to figure that out. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Not the nuclear codes, so you can call it on your phone. It's okay. Any topic is open for conversation. Doesn't matter whether it's prayer requests or praise reports. That's not important. We also have trivia for SMU tickets today. The final game is on March 1st. They were giving away tickets for this week with a parking pass, two tickets. You got to be quick, got to respond. And if you've not had any chance to do check out the games, this is your big one last opportunity, but you're going to have to know trivia. I'm just telling you ahead of time. All right, and keep in mind, we can talk about anything because it's not professional radio. It's not even close to professional radio. In fact, it's like a slinky that fell out of a box and didn't quite go down the stairs the right way. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Now, yesterday, I did not do a very good job. I tried to really communicate and teach and talk about pride and about how, you know, turning into a cow, kind of a bad thing. And then, we talked about Balaam being rebuked by a donkey. Okay. Rebuked by a donkey. If you're a prophet and you're rebuked by a donkey, I think that pretty much puts everybody where they kind of need to go and need to know. But I didn't get a lot of time to talk about the fantastic holidays and different exciting events. And then Wonder Julie was still recovering, so I didn't want to throw too much in her direction. But that has changed.
Back to normal.
That's right. First, let me say hi. Hi. Let me say hi. I'm just saying hello to Stephanie Vasquez. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is she good on the mic? Is she close enough?
She's
close.
I got it.
I know you got it. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's see. Do you know what any of the holidays are?
It's National Pancake Day, for goodness sake.
That is right. It is International Pancake Day. Some people think it's IHOP International Pancake Day, but that's just stealing the marketing. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's Pancake Day. How good is that? It's also National Clam Chowder Day. A lot of people don't know
that. I'd rather
that.
Have clam chowder than a pancake.
Okay. National Chocolate-Covered Peanuts Day.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. This is really bad for radio. National Quiet Day.
Doesn't work so well.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to say anything about that. Just to honor it. And then there's these things, and I'm going to say it wrong. So if I say it wrong, you're welcome to call in and correct me. But they're called Paskiki. Then a pesky day. And pesky is a Polish donut that's deep fried with eggs, fat, sugar, yeast, and sometimes milk, often filled with fruit and cream. I did not know that. That was one of the things I was like, it is? I can't even pronounce it. I know how to eat one. I just don't know what it is. So it's like a donut that's got stuff in it. So I don't know. I think that's cool.
I bet they have that at the Czech bakery in West.
That's it. On this day in 1836, Samuel Colt invented the Colt revolver. Also in 1837, just a year later, the electric printing press was patented. There's always a couple of interesting ones. The movie The Passion was released on this day in 2004, if you guys remember how big of a spread that was. Yeah. That was a fantastic movie. Unfortunately, I'm a exceedingly bad, literal Bible guy. Now, I'm both Pentecostal and Baptist, so I have a lot of room for my hermeneutics. But I watched that movie. I sat down with a pad of paper, and I started going through. And this is exactly what the Bible says. And after 15 minutes, I already found 27 things that were not in the scripture the exact same way, because it's a movie.
I never saw it. And I said, on the air, I said, I'm not going to see it because I don't want to see somebody else's interpretation.
Well,
a lady called and yelled at me and said, the Bible's not an interpretation. I was like,
listen, the only text that was perfect for a movie about Jesus was the movie called Jesus, where they used Luke, the new American Standard Version, as the script, which was like, okay, guess what? That one was highly accurate. But let me say this. But The Passion was still a good movie. I just decided after so many minutes to put the pad of paper down and watch the movie. Instead of being the Bible credit. Because as soon as somebody says to me, this is exactly, it's like I've got the Greek out. I've got the Septuagint out. I'm like, what? What
You're
do
like,
you got?
Eh, I'm the Bible police.
Yeah, it's like, isn't that terrible? Sorry, I'm the Bible police. I like that, though. The Bible police. We're going to have to come up with a sound for that one. Also on this day, Cassius Clay beat Sonny Liston in 1964 to become the heavyweight champion of the world before he went to the other side. That's all I got for you on that one. We do have to give tickets away. We're not going to do that yet because I don't want to do that yet. So I want to talk to you about something that's in the Old and New Testament. Now, my theory, and I'm not it's not like a brilliant theory, but my theory is if it's in the Old Testament and it's in the New Testament, must mean something. There's got to have some kind of – like if it's the kind of like a similar element. Well, I found this in 1 Samuel 7 and was amazed at its cross-reference to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, and 17. Here's what it says in 1 Samuel 7, 8. Then the sons of Israel said to Samuel, do not cease to cry to the Lord our God for us, that he might save us from the hands of the Philistines. So the children of Israel asked Samuel, who was a prophet, totally cool dude, never even was really devoted to the Lord all the way in. They said, do not cease to cry out. Now, when I read that, at first I'm thinking, man, they were in trouble anyway. They were just messing up all the time. But listen to what he said. They said, do not cease to cry out, which is to pray, to call out, to talk to God, for God to help us. Now, here's the deal, folks. We cry out to God to help us for a time. For I don't know what that time is. A trial time, right? We call out and there's kind of like a box on one end and a box on another, or a stopwatch timer going, and it's like, I'm crying out, ding! Okay, I'm done. And see, here's the problem. The problem is that's not what it says. What it says is that we ought to cry out continually. And look at this in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. By the way, the very next verse says, do not quench the spirit. In the grammatical connection between verse 18 and verse 19, there is no space. So one of the ways that we grieve the Spirit is by not rejoicing, not praying, and not giving thanks. In other words, when we're not doing that, you're like bumming the Holy Spirit out, which is like, how dumb is that? Like, why would we do that? And in fact, I always do things that are more, if they're flesh-oriented, and then I justify it. And then I realize after you go through the Word of God and you spend time with the Lord, you go, I'm so stupid. Yep. Why do I do that? But look what happens in 1 Samuel 7 and look what happens in 1 Thessalonians 5. There is a common thread here in rejoice always and pray continually. Do not cease. Continually seek God's help. Always give thanks in all circumstances. How many circumstances? All circumstances. And here's what people are going to say to me. Well, that doesn't mean all, Dave.
It's just like, this is the thing that
I had this discussion with a professor. And he goes, well, I think it's really bad when people say, you know, then in everything we're supposed to give thanks. And it's like, okay, you know, it says it not just here, but also in Ephesians, right? You know that if all things work together for good, then you can essentially be thankful in the process of all things without trying to be, you know, kind of a Bible, a hybrid or something. And it's like the idea is we're not supposed to allow giving up.
Mm, that's it. That's deep.
Right? And it's like how – so here today. So you know what today is? Today's kind of a tough anniversary. 100 days that my grandson's been in the hospital.
That's 100, horrible. Right? 100.
You don't think I've asked God 1,000 times? Guess what? Tomorrow's 1,001.
Amen.
Because that's the only way to do it. Because there is no other way to do it. And you think, well, you know, well, what if that's not the plan? Then let God tell me to be quiet. That would be my answer. Until God says, be quiet, why would you? And so you go through these things, and it's not like these things are easy. They're not easy. They're tough to process, and they're tough to try and understand with the Lord, because in our lives, we try and make it fit. And I was talking to my wife, you know, everybody knows she's my bestest, and it's like, yeah, it's like the Lord gets you to a point where he doesn't want you to have control. And she said, you know, we've been together a long time, and you've been a Christian a long time. It seems like the Lord is like less control, less control, less control. And you think, well, that's terrible, except unless you're God and that's what you're trying to create in your children is this less control, more trust attitude. And then it's a great thing, isn't it?
A lot of trust, though.
A lot of trust. Well, without that trust, without that faith, it's impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. And it's like you have to really believe. And you think, well, I know, but how bad can it get? I think Jesus was on the cross being crucified. And he had to yet trust the Father. So how far can it get? But what happened after? See, then from one position to the next, from that position to the resurrection. And what happens in the resurrection? Everything changed. All of man, I mean, the power of death took the biggest slap in the face at the resurrection. Just a slap across the face. Bam! And if you think about it, Jesus laid himself down only for the Father to raise him up where, get this, all authority in heaven and on earth was given into his hands. And it's like, wow. So he went down. It was really bad. It was really brutal. But when he came back up, nothing can compare.
It's like the greatest catalyst ever.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's so hard for you and I to remember. It's hard for me to remember. It's hard for anybody. I think it's hard for not just Stephanie and I and one or two, but every person you've ever met. It's hard to remember that. But here's what God says. Yeah, you can't give up. You can't quit. I have something for you just on the other side of this.
Amen.
And you're just like going, okay, 1,001, here we go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, if you want to call us, 972-445-0770. You can call and say, howdy. Okay, now if you can say it that way, I'd be really impressed. Howdy. Okay. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. In the middle of that website is a little opportunity for you to give. And the reason that we ask you to give, it's not complex. We want to further our reach and further our time. So reach and time. I said that right.
I had to check, Stephanie, to make sure I said that right.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is I can't do that without you guys. You know, so we have ministry partners. Stephanie's one of them. We have all these different people that help us, and we've opened it a lot more up. Now we're 100% tax deductible as a nonprofit entity with the IRS. Woohoo! So we were able to get all that stuff done in 20 days.
Wow.
Which was amazing. And now we're asking you to help us out. Help the ministry out, okay?
There's an old saying, help a brother out. Help a brother out.
And that's what we're looking for you guys to do and be a part of. She got that. And then we just need your help. That's as
he got it done in 20 days is because he was like the kid that was always going, Mom, 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 Mom. And they were like, just give it to him already.
You know, I think that reminds me of when I was a young boy in trouble and we were in court so much. You want to see how much we were in court? We went into court one time and the judge from the bench, as we walked in, go, "Oh, Mrs. Spoon, how nice to see you again." That's how often we were in court. Persistency has its place. We're going to be talking to Stephanie. She's going to be really getting into it, but I do want to open up the question for the SMU tickets because I got to make sure I get that going because we have to get the name and the address and get those tickets mailed out because the game is Sunday. It's Sunday. Now, if you go to the game and for some reason you have to miss church, I don't think the Lord will come down and explode your house. I'm pretty sure you'll be okay. As long as you have a good Christian attitude while you're at the game, should be fine. Here is the trivia question for two tickets to the SMU game. By the way, they're playing Wichita State. So this is two tickets and a parking pass. What was the name of the mountain where Moses was given the Ten Commandments?
I just read this, too.
Did you really? Well, you're one of us. You can't have it. Sorry. I don't know that that's an official rule. It's just how it goes.
The name.
All right. So while people are thinking, oh, our phone number here, 972-445-0770. Unless they changed it in the last 5 minutes, which wouldn't surprise me. So Stephanie Vasquez has been hanging out with us, ministry partner. One of the things that's great about Stephanie, just like the people that we have here, is she's just a genuine Christian believer trying to follow and get closer into the Lord. And that's what we love. We love that because that's your brother and your sister in the Lord. In this case, it's your sister. And so we want to talk to her. She was working. She'd just gotten into life insurance. She was working with New York Life Insurance Company. But something funny happened on the way to the opera, didn't it? What happened? Talk to us a little bit.
I know. God just opened a different door with a lot of different benefits, not for me so much, but for people that I assist. And I was very drawn to it, and I prayed really hard about it, and I'm very happy with
it. How did you meet this? What happened? I mean, you just can walk me through that story again.
Let's talk about it.
I want to make it because I want people to hear it.
Okay, so I went to a networking event, obviously for New York Life, and I met this woman, and just in passing, I was at the end of the event. I hadn't run into her yet. I was like, I have to meet her because she reminds me of me. And so, of course, when I go up to her, she introduces herself. She's like, I'm in life insurance. I said, of course, that's it.
So she reminded you of you. You went up to her, and then she says to you, I'm in life insurance.
Said,
did you just smile,
yeah,
or what did you
laughing.
Do?
I said, of course.
That's
of course
so
you're
good.
In life insurance. You are me. So turns out that she's part owner to this company that I work for now. It's PHP Agency. I'm a huge believer in it. They work with over 30 different companies.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So
sure. The
name of the company again, it's called PHP.
People Helping People.
PHP. Wow, that's unbelievable. PHP, and it's People Helping People.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, could you meet somebody higher up?
I know.
I mean, that's just saying. Okay, then what happened? So then you're talking to her, and she's like, this is what we do.
Right.
We got all these different products. We're just like going, uh-oh.
I know. And she was like, you know, it's typically when people are, you know, already with a company, it's really hard. She's like, how are you feeling? I was like, you know what? I was like, let's go. I'll come by. I'll see what you guys have to say. And, you know, just after hearing, like, the things that they can do and just the amount of help, because not only are we helping people save money, we're also helping people make money. We recruit, but we're really selective about it because this is a dying industry because a lot of the people who have been in the life insurance industry for so long are not retiring.
Okay.
So there's a huge market for it. So we're definitely looking, but it takes a hungry person, and you have to really want to help somebody because the huge key is education. We want to educate people to know about their finances, to know about their options, to know what to do instead of what is that called?
Just putting it all into the mattress kind of thing?
Yes, and then being unprepared if something unexpected
disaster,
happens.
Right, unexpected expense or unexpected disaster. So does this company focus on one of the things that we only got to talk for a couple of minutes, but this company focuses on helping people if they go through difficult time process-wise? In other words,
right. What's
one of the big points? Because that's one of the big selling points for you,
right?
Isn't it?
So a huge thing that I love about it, before I left New York Life, I was really into long-term care. This company offers living benefits, so you don't have to die to take advantage of your policy, which is something that I loved. We can add a short-term disability rider, which means that if something happens, you lose your job, you will still be getting a paycheck from your policy. If you get terminally ill, chronically ill, you can use your policy, whether it be a whole life policy or a term, in order to help you through those times. Not just for your medical bills, but for your living expenses, for your family's expenses. And that was huge for me because so many people, especially this day and age, you're bound to lose a job at least once in life.
Did you, first of all, did you identify to that because of all the stuff you've gone through personally? Did you sit there and go, yeah, where were you about 9 months ago, lady? I mean, is that what you were?
Seriously. About that, I mean, and then, of course, I'm getting to an older age, and my mom's in her late 60s. So that just touched home a little bit more. My brother needs a lot of prayer right now because he's going to be in the hospital for a little bit, too. So him going through that and not working, like, I'm really concerned about him. And if he had just listened to me and got a policy when I told him to, it might be a different story now.
Got it. Got it.
But family never wants to.
No, they don't. Of course they don't. No, no. I mean, I know that one really well. All right. So this is People Helping People, PHP.
Agency.
Hold on. I just want to – I'm getting this. You guys think when we talk, I write this stuff down. I mean, she's watching. You write this stuff down? Yeah, because that's how I got to know it. All right. So now, do they have a main website that we can lead people to, or do you want to wait until it has your – I mean, they know it's you.
Yeah, I would wait until it has mine on there so that way, because then they'll be talking to anybody. And I don't know everybody in my company, and I don't want to entrust all of these great people with a bunch of strangers.
Okay.
No offense.
No, but you should be. You should be looking at, if God brings somebody into your life, there. I do actually believe in the stewardship process that God gives us, and I think that works with people and everything else. And the Lord made a great connection between us, and people are like, well, you know, what do you get out of that, Dave? Yeah, we do fellowship. That's most of what we're getting, and then we're promoting you and seeing where it goes. We want it to be a blessing for you and for the people you're able to bless. That's good. And besides, that's great fruit and great treasure for me in heaven.
It is. Well, and like I said before, recruiting and stuff like that, it's all about educating our people and educating and making sure that they're teachable and they're coachable so that they can also do that to their people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, it sure does. So are people, when they connect with you and you've got something with PHP, because you're using an agency that is a bit more diverse in its products – you can cover a greater range of services for people.
Correct.
Is that part of it? That had to be pretty attractive.
It was very.
I mean, for you looking at it going, okay.
And depending on the person, a lot of them don't even have to go through lab work. And that was critical for me because that's a huge determinant for a lot of people. They don't want somebody to come to their house. They don't want somebody to draw on their blood. They don't want to pee in a cup. And I don't blame them.
Okay. Wait, you sound like somebody who's pregnant. That's a joke, folks. She's pregnant. So the idea is that they just have a lot of different services to meet people at a lot of different places.
Absolutely.
And then you just really feel like the Lord brought you together.
I did.
That is so cool, though. I mean, are you excited?
God is so good.
Are you a little nervous, or are you just like, nope?
I'm not nervous.
You feel settled?
I feel like God led me to New York Life to help establish me, to help me get familiar with the business so that when I got here, I could really take off. And I feel so good about that. God is amazing that way.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm so happy for you. I mean,
Thank you. That's such a great thing.
All right. So now the cell phone hasn't changed. So it's still 214-499-5378. So for those people that didn't get it, it's 214-499-5378. 5378. Always reach Stephanie through us at hemusincrease.org. You leave a note, send an email, do whatever, and I'll put you in touch. But I think the idea here is that she entered in – tell me if I say any of this wrong – but she entered into life insurance or the insurance industry, and then the Lord opened another door and said, here, I want you to take a look at this part of it. It's a little more where I want you to be headed.
Yeah, and I can help a lot. I feel like I can help a lot more people this way.
Yeah. Exciting. That's very exciting for you. I'm very excited for you. All right, a couple other things. So we're going to exit, but I do want you to know the website information's forthcoming, additional information's forthcoming. We are going to pull the commercial until she gets a new commercial so that we can put that together, and she'll just be in the studio that much more until you get tired of listening to her or until you buy a policy from her.
Tomato.
Something like that. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about The Moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that He's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I'm having a ton of fun with Stephanie Vasquez as we're just fellowshipping. And we're just hanging out, and we're going to get more information about our new company. So very excited about that. She's very, I can tell you. So we've met six times, seven times?
Ish.
Yeah. Okay. You can just tell her spirit is more like settled. That'd be a nice way to say it. Settled.
Very good way to say it.
Yeah. I mean, you're more settled. And so praise the Lord, regardless, this just seems like the Lord's going this way, this way, this way. And just for those that don't know, sometimes the Lord will go this way, this way, this way, without you knowing where all the details are. Often God does not give you the pre-map, which I know you want. I want it. I want a little thing from God that comes in a little, what is it, the Western Union. I want the Western Union to come from the Lord. You open it up and go, here's the map. Here's where you're going. Here's how the next 6 months are, the next 12 months, the next year and a half, the next 5 years, the next 10 years. I would love to have that. I think everybody would love to have that. God doesn't give those. So here's the one map you could know. In about 90 years, you'll be up here in this place that has streets of gold. Okay. That's the only map you get. And so you think, well, but can you know what the next year is going to bring? Nope. So you're thinking, no, I need to know. I understand. I understand the need for control. I'm a radio host. I know the need for control. Okay? I'm a Jewish guy who's got three kids in their 30s. Right? Do I know the need for control? I do. Guess what I have to do? Let go.
Whoa.
Just letting you know I have the control.
I know. I know you were doing that. It was so funny. She's doing the on and off. She's what is it, Outer Limits or Twilight Zone? I have control. We have control of your television.
Oh, that's right.
That's a good one. All right, let's go back to our trivia question. We didn't answer that, and then we're going to go back to talking about Stephanie and her Christian walk. And you think, well, why do you do it this way, Dave? Why do you have people talk about their Christianity? Well, one, she's a sister in the Lord. And two, what's most amazing is how many people are more blessed by hearing what other people go through, get through, process through, or fight through, because it helps them identify. It's why you love to read the Psalms, because when you read them, you go, oh, I get that.
No, yeah.
I get that. I understand that. All right, let's go. I mean, that's really it's really powerful, isn't it? All right, let's go back to the question. All right, what was the name of the mountain where Moses was given the Ten Commandments? Now, there is a mountain where God gave him the Ten Commandments. The only hint you're going to get is there's a couple of hospitals named after it along the Jewish line of hospitals. That's the only thing I can give you. I can't really give you more than that. If you're Jewish, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this answer for this trivia question is for two tickets and a parking pass to the SMU men's basketball game March 1st, 3 p.m. against Wichita State. So it's 3 p.m. so you don't have to miss church. So that's good. Bottom line, what was the mountain where Moses was given the Ten Commandments? We do allow people to get the tickets and give them to somebody that would appreciate them, as long as they're not used for nothing. That's kind of the key. We want them to have usefulness. We want them to be a blessing. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I can tell you this. So we're talking about – and you just read this recently, right? So you've been saying this. So this a lot of this stuff, for those that are trying to figure it out, it's going to be in Exodus. Are you in Exodus? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how did I know that?
Obviously.
That's a good guess. It's going to be in Exodus. Probably not in the first chapter.
Not in like the first 10, I don't
think. Yeah, it's got to go a little bit in there, okay? All right. Let's go back, and so the number 972-445-0770. What was the name of the mountain where Moses was given the Ten Commandments? There's a specific answer. It was Mount. Okay, and then you got to give that answer.
The Lord Jehovah has given unto you these 15. Ten commandments for all to obey.
That's Mel Brooks from History of the World, right? Is that what it's, that is the class? I actually had somebody that talked about that and made a joke about that, and they were like, oh, that's really offensive. It's like, okay, well, get the bee out of the bonnet, because here's the bottom line. It's hilarious. There he is, Mel Brooks. He's walking, and in the picture, he looks a little old, and he's got sandals on. He bumps into a rock. He's got three big tablets. One drops. He goes, there's 50, 10 commandments. laugh a little, will you? The world's already depressing enough. Can you just smile a little? That will help everybody. All right, let's go back to it. And then if we don't give them away today, we're going to be desperate to give them away tomorrow, because you might have to come pick them up. So that's why I'm trying to get it done today. All right, so Stephanie Vasquez, talk to me in the last 6 months about the walk that the Lord has trailed you through.
Has pre-proposed. 6 months. What month was that 6 months ago?
Yeah, just go back to October, November-ish. So tell me what's going on there. September,
okay.
October,
yeah,
November.
Yeah, so October, November, a lot of turmoil in my life, a lot of transitioning. We are pregnant. We are due in August.
Okay.
So that whole first trimester was incredibly difficult for me. I was just filled with anxiety and just super depressed. And I don't know if it was the hormones or just like this, just bad spirit, you know? And I was just really brought down and really in prayer and just crying out to God and asking for salvation and or just to be brought back. I just was not feeling like myself at all. And finally, I just like snapped out and God just was like, I need you to stop focusing on right now and stop focusing on all the negative, and I need you to look ahead and trust me.
This one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind me and pressing forward to the things which are before me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, God.
Wow. And it's not that I want to make sure people understand it. It's not that God doesn't know what's going to happen. It's just that we don't need the full map. Even though Hebrews 12:1 says that our life is mapped out. Actually, it's the Greek
so
word.
It's Bobby on the phone, but he wanted to let somebody else win if they could, and he's won a couple times these tickets. So I said, let me ask.
Well, you know what? Bobby is a great guy,
yep, and
I know he enjoys
him.
And so if he wants to answer the question, I'm going to let him answer the question because I appreciate that he called and waited and yes. restrained.
And he said he would wait more, but – You know, he just, I said, that's the end of the line. They've
this is it.
Used.
Yeah. And we got to get them used. And I don't want them to go over it. It's really tough to come
I agree.
From fate. So let's have him come on.
He's on the line.
All right. Oh, okay. That means I got to push the button to have you talk, Bobby. Hey, Bobby, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm on the phone now.
All right, brother. All right. So what was the mountain that he was on?
Yeah, with Mount Sinai.
That is correct, sir. You are right.
Yes, 19th chapter, isn't it?
19th chapter. And here's something. The hint that I gave, though a lot of people didn't catch that, was Cedar Sinai Hospital, one of the most famous hospitals. That's why I dropped that the Hebrew hospital hint. Anyhow, excellent job, my friend. I appreciate your restraint, your spirit, your attitude that says, I'm going to wait. If somebody else needs them, I'll wait. God bless you for doing that. But you know what? They're for you. Let them be blessed. Use them and enjoy them. Okay?
All right.
All right, my brother. God bless you.
Likewise.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. I love Bobby. Bobby's great. He's just a great guy.
Right.
He's just a fun guy. All right. So you really felt like the Lord was saying to you, stop trying to figure out every detail and stop living in the minutia.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also like on the reading plan through the Bible of just like reading it for through the year.
Yep.
So I'm in Exodus and I'm at the end where God's giving the instructions and how like very precise instructions of how to build the tabernacle that he wants and all these things. And it just was like, God really is in all the details. All the details. Like any interaction that you make, he is there. So nothing is by coincidence. And I've, you know, looked back on my life and like thought about regrets that I might have and things of that nature. And God just stopped me and said, everything is exactly as it should be. Stop looking back. So I was like, okay.
What's cool about that, and we only have a couple of minutes before we'll take our break, but and I might just go into a third session with you because I'm having fun.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, folks, if you think that Exodus is filled with details, wait till you get into Leviticus, which, you know, is talking about the mold and then the priest. And if the mold is over here, the priest will do this. And it's like, you know, look, I mean, you don't tell. I had somebody get mad at me because I said I like reading Psalms more than Leviticus. They were like, it's all the word of God. It's like, fine, you just stay in there in Leviticus and I'll read the rest. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we don't know each and every detail, but God does. To the point where he knows every hair that's on our head, a detail we don't care about. We care if the hair looks good, but we don't know all the numbers. And it's like, well, why do we need to know that? We don't. But God knows. And not one sparrow falls to the ground without him knowing. By the way, sparrow, one penny, two sparrows. So that's like, wait a minute. So a sparrow's worth half a penny. Right. But God knows everything that happens to that sparrow. Why wouldn't he know everything that happens to his creation and his children who are made in his image?
And care about that.
Oh, I mean,
that's the tough part.
Right. And so what you want to do is you want to see, well, if you care about me, you'll let me win the lottery. And it's like, I got it. And I, you know.
He says, I know the deepest parts of your heart that are evil.
Here's the bottom line. From a Christian point of view, this is why I love this. This is why I love Christian radio, because what we should be talking about, and believe me, the pastoral design and the church design is set up specifically for you to have certain teachings and certain books, and then we do our expository teaching as well. But the teaching that comes from hearing from other believers and from what we go through and encounter, that's the stuff you'll never forget. And what you need to hear is exactly what Steph is saying is, you know, I kind of got stuck in the mud. And a lot of you get stuck in the mud.
You get stuck in your own head.
Yeah. And then instead of looking at the fact that there's a field right in front of you, you're looking at the mud.
hey, guess what? Mud's dirty. It doesn't look any different, whether it's around your shoes or 5 feet in front of you. But the field over yonder, that's the one that the Lord's dropped sunshine in. Right? Man. I mean, that's just how you got to think of it. It's like you think, oh, that's a lot of positive. Nope, that's just positive thinking is its own little universe. I think biblical thinking is looking at it and saying, God is bigger. That's it. I thought that we called that faith, by the way. Mm. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a short break. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here in the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Amazing Grace. Welcome back. I should probably know my cues. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. See, what happened is Steph and I just got caught up talking in talking about faith, talking about people that I've met, talking about people that she's met. Is there a new song coming? There's a new song coming. Now there's a new song going away. I want to make sure that you're in control. Are you just feeling that need to express that control over there in the radio?
No. Oh,
okay. Just
that was
check.
Me listening to you, Gab.
Thank you so much. You know, I've missed you. I'm glad that you had a good time in that. Where did you go? The Bahamas? The Bermudas? The something?
I went to Cozumel.
Okay. Nah, must be nice.
It was.
Oh, yeah. You know what I got in my yard, woman? I have weeds that are 9 feet tall. And my wife's already saying, you got to cut the yard.
My mower comes tomorrow. Okay, I've mowed the lawn twice in my life, and the second time I broke the lawnmower, so I'm just not good at it.
Maybe that's what I ought to do. Maybe I ought to just break the lawnmower. That's a good idea right there. That'll solve everything. All right, hanging out with Stephanie Vasquez, talking about Christian living, and just something that I said to her, and I want to bring it up, and we'll go from there. But, you know, sometimes I've met a lot of people in my Christian walk, and some of the people that are the most enjoyable to meet are the people that tell you, oh, I'm going through a tough time. And this is what's going on, and this is where the Lord's brought me through, and this is where he's taking me. It's not that I'm a negativity kind of guy. I'm not saying that. It's the people that try to portray everything as being perfect is a little weird. Because even the disciples, in the absolute perfect will of Jesus Christ, when they got into the boat to go to the other side, even then, there was an opposing wind. It's like, can't get more any more in the will of God than they were. Mm. Jesus said, get in the boat. Let's go. They were in the boat. And then what happened? An opposing wind came. Like, wow.
Well, that's what happens when you walk with God. There's going to be opposition.
There is opposition, isn't there?
And God never promised there would never be trouble.
So you were in kind of a darker place, but now you have a more of a freshness falling upon you, which is a great season to be in. And you enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. You want to stay in as long as you can, right?
It's like, you know, yes, Doublemint gum. Yes, it's good. Talk to me about the freshness. What's going on? What are you doing in the Lord? Are you doing anything specific? Is it just the fellowship? Is it just the attitude? Is it just the approach? Is it more faith access?
A lot of faith. I've just started. I started writing down all my prayers. We were talking about that last time I was here. That's made a huge impact. I feel like it gets all out. I can talk to God a little bit better, and I feel like I can hear him a little bit better. So that's been helping a lot. I'm just walking in faith. Like before, I was just walking on faith, and I didn't know what I was doing or where I was going and what direction he was going in. But now I feel like I feel him a little bit more. And I've obviously been seeking him a lot more and seek him first, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Seek the kingdom first, and the rest will follow. That's where I am. I've been reading the Bible diligently. I'm in several different devotions every day, and I make that like my top priority. And then it's like, you know what? The day's like, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, let me say, so everybody knows, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else should be added unto you. But in Psalm 16, there is a grand truth, one of the greatest truths, and that is David wrote, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. And people are looking for a refreshment. They're looking for a reboot. They're looking for a restart. All of that comes from the presence of the Lord. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, Peter said, times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord, making reference to repentance for people that needed to make a change and change the direction of them being in control and make sure that God is in control of it. And that's especially true for those of us who have these unbelievable, daunting scenarios. Like this thing with my grandson and just the process going through it. It's like so daunting. It's so big. But it's not bigger than God.
Amen.
And so when I focus on it, I get mad. And then when I try to turn away and focus on the Lord being caring about it and caring for it, then there's a difference, or there's a break in the oppression, so to speak. Because if you look at something long enough, it can get pretty oppressing. But it's in God's presence that we find this refreshment, this renewal. There's a couple of things that Stephanie said that are important. You find it in devotion times. You find it in prayer. She's writing down her prayer. She's spending more time in the Word. She's doing more devotion. She's making the pursuit of God.
Yeah, come to me and you will find rest.
Yeah, and it's like, now you got it. And it's like, man, if all of us, if we could remember in the hardest times, in the worst moments, listen to this. This just dawned on me and I forgot about it, so I'll just bring it up. In the most ferocious times, like when King David was being chased by Saul, King Saul, before David took over that kingship, and he wrote Psalm 23 in a cave while he was hiding for his life.
Wow.
He's hiding for his life. he doesn't even know if he's going to get out of that cave. The most comforting psalm ever written. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And just think about that. And it's like, and he wrote that in the hardest moment of his life. So we go through this stuff and we think, well, you know, the Lord, does he understand? Does he know what's going on? Yes. And what he produces out of it is for his glory. And here's the great news. He will bring you out in his time, in his way, in his plan for his glory. But what he doesn't want us to do is shrink back in faith. So you got to just go, yeah, like we said in the very beginning of the show, well, I've prayed a thousand times over 100 days. Tomorrow, 1,001.
Help me in my unbelief.
Yeah, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And it's important. I want people who are listening, you know, we talk about different things in the show. And I wanted Stephanie to come and just share her where she's going through. I got news for you. This is refreshing for her. It's refreshing for me to hear. And the Lord's going to take her into this new place in this new season with this new company. And we'll have that information forthcoming. But that's for you too. We're not sharing it because we have nothing to do. I could fill the air. I have 200,000 pages of notes. Okay? You know how many hours I could do? The reasons I don't all want to them. Do them. Yeah, all of them. Exactly. That's the problem. Let the Lord comfort you. Let the Lord, I mean, he's a God of comfort. And yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand it all. And I don't always smile. Just being honest. But he is always looking out for my best interests. That's what I forget. I forget that he cares enough. That he intercedes for me, he lives inside of me, he's called me, he's ordained me, he loves me, and he'll help me. But if I bail, I just have to go through it again until I get to the right place. It's like, don't bail now, you'll have to go through it again. Bad idea.
Yeah.
That'd be
pushes you back further. Pushes you back,
going back the other way. So I encourage everybody who's out there who can hear my voice. If you're going through it, brother, if you're going through it, sister, and I don't care if it's physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual, it doesn't matter if it's relational, God knows. And he will get you through it. But you have to have that little squeak called faith. You know? I'll close with this because this is a terrible illustration, but it made me think of it, so it's not my fault. It's God's fault. He gave me my mind. When my dog and I play, he has 400 little toys over, you know, 10 years, right? When he squeaks one that has no squeaker, it makes no noise. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. But when he does that one that has a I know what he wants. Squeak to faith, man.
Well, you have to ask more than once. If it's important to you, it's like a toddler. If they only ask for something one time, you don't pay any attention to it. If they ask incessantly, you're like, okay, I said.
Are we there yet? 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 That's right. Works very good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to thank Stephanie Vasquez. You can reach her, by the way, 214-499-5378. More information coming in regards to what she's doing. We look forward to hearing from it. God bless you. Talk to you in 23. You must love.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.